What up, K-State Nation? Another episode of the Pearl Butcher Podcast starts right now. Eddie Greer, host of this K-State Podcast. Yes, another K-State Podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri. All things K-State sports, whether that is... Oh, excuse me. Excuse me again. Football coming up very soon, September 5th. The official beginning of the Colin Klein era begins against... Nichols, men's, women's basketball, women's volleyball, you know what it is, women's soccer, cross country, men's, women's golf, women's tennis, women's rowing, baseball, track and field. The very first time I listen to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. You know what? y'all get me in trouble. so I'm going to, look, I got, we're going to say some of this. Ranting for the EG3 pod. I got something to get off my chest. And it's not K-State related. So there's that. But anyways, continuing kind of detouring a little bit from Big 12 Media Days last week. We'll get back into that this week, obviously, with football just around the corner. But this past weekend was the Major League Baseball draft. And we are going to get you caught up with that because we had, obviously, D. Kennedy was first getting drafted by St. Louis. That episode's up now, so go check that. Give that a listen. The next one, K-State's ace, James Layette, getting drafted in the very next round to the San Diego Padres there. Pick 157 in the fifth round there as well. This past year, and look, James Layette, actually, you look back through the baseball season this past season, ace of the staff. Now, I probably would say he should have won more games if his offense was more consistent. I said that during the 2026 season, right? I almost got the year wrong. Oh, yeah, it's a Monday, folks, but... But yeah, he should have got more wins. But I think if I look back at it, he might have had a couple of bad starts here and there, but he was more consistent starter for K-State and, of course, Pete Hughes, the head coach slash manager of this of the baseball team, obviously. 5.56 ERA in 16 appearances this past year for the K-State. Most of them were via starts, 15 of them. They're double-digit strikeouts in 3 starts. 13 against Cincinnati, and one of the ones that stand out, Cincinnati in last May. So you got that going on as well. And I actually speaking of detours, I took a little detour since K-State, since the website, not going to recognize... Yeah, and this is probably the first rant, but I'm not trying to really mash anything. But hey, we got guys that go to the next level, and we're not our own website not recognizing that. I'm having to go to San Diego Padres. What is this? PadresMission.com. Yeah, so I took a detour there a little bit, see what the reaction is on a San Diego a staff or. Yeah, staff organization, right? So that's one of them. The other ones, we're gonna save because I got something on my chest this week. We're gonna leave it a cliffhanger. So and there's been some good last couple episodes over there have been pretty damn good actually. So you want more coverage over there? You want to know what EG3? You want to know what EG3 is about to say? Go over there. Same feed as the Pearl Butcher Podcast, the EG3 Podcast under the 3-Wide Pod with EG3. All right, back in to K-State baseball. The second, and what's a spoiler list right now? K-State baseball had 4 guys get drafted over the weekend in the 2026 Major League Baseball draft. Eddie Greer, Pearl Butcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. And this is interesting here from Jim Callis, who is one of the Major League Baseball draft analysts. Guyette went to training camp went to training camp with the U.S. Collegiate National Team last summer. And he goes on to say, quote, what stands out with him is the east-west contrast on his sinker and slider. He's got a 294 mile an hour sinker that breaks, a Lowe's 80 mile an hour slider that breaks, and then of course has guys also fading changeup that keeps guys off balance, end quote, there as well. James Gant, last season, and this is obviously noteworthy here, was all Big 12 team honorable mention last season. And did he that's a little refresher. He was a reliever. I thought he started a couple of games last year. I guess not. That's a little refresher there as well. So yeah, I should know that. but they'll say, huh? So there's that. Again, the totals, 3 double-digit strikeout games. James got 105 strikeouts in the year 2026. 79 1/3 innings pitched for him as well. So James Gant, so D. Kennedy getting drafted in the 4th round. I predicted he would go in the first 3 rounds. Well, obviously my prediction was wrong, but only off by a round. By a stupid ass round. And then the very next round, K-State has James Gant go in the 5th round to the San Diego Padres. At pick 157. So James Gant, the ace all year long for the K-State pitching staff, gets selected there. So huge. So congratulations again to James Gant and D. Kennedy. We will go have these separately in order as we go along. As we begin this week, it started out yesterday, having that episode, D. Kennedy episode on there as well. And Colin Klein, obviously, getting ready for his first, where did that come from? Getting ready for first season as head coach ever at his alma mater, K-State. And he talked about, and I said in the D. Kennedy episode yesterday, I'll bring it back up here. We want to develop guys and keep them, but also we want to develop NFL talent. Well, we're going to see. We'll see about that. But, yeah, I've talked about a lot about the offense for K-State this upcoming season. Obviously, with the weapons back at important spots, really across the board. We got Avery Johnson, Joe Jackson, Jerron Tibbs. There's depth behind the wide receiver position. Eddie was put the pin on the wide receiver position. tight end, yeah, Garrett Oakley, Lincoln Cure, John Pastore on the offensive line as well. But I've not really talked about the defensive side of the ball. And obviously, you know, the high, what's the word I want to use? High energetic voice of Jordan Peterson, new DC, and also we have a co-DC as well. We got to go right through that coaching staff again. so there's that as well. You have a lot of new faces on that side, but you have some old faces there, and particularly in the secondary. Right, with Zahn Rich, Wesley Fair, and others in that deep secondary. McIntosh in there as well. So, yeah, I've not talked about the defense very much here this summer. We're gonna visit that a little bit as we continue in the month of July and get that much closer to the football season there as well. There are a lot of new faces as well, but, again, you got to give the staff a lot of credit. We're kind of retooling that side of the ball, obviously through the new coaching staff, getting guys in the portal, getting some upside talent as well. That defense over there, looking pretty stout. But again, we ain't played no games yet, so again, we gotta wait at least another month and a half to exactly know what we have. I speak for K-State Nation. We're all kind of anxious to see what happens. Again, this team, the schedule, winnable schedule, you retooled everything, including the return of special team. You have your kicker and your punter back. I think I snuck that in on one of the recordings yesterday there as well. So, very excitement across the board in Manhattan, Kansas, the anticipation of the 2026 season. We got guys getting drafted from the K-State baseball season from this past year, which the baseball season Overall, it was a disappointment, but you're getting talent. Major League Baseball, anyways, getting talent like a D. Kennedy going to St. Louis, and now you have J.S. Gayet, who was the ace of the K-State pitching staff all year long, getting drafted to the San Diego Padres. The Pro Patcher Podcast, all this case of sports, you can get it. Or a podcast from Free Mobile Daily Awareness, just record K-State content, iTunes, Spotify. Y'all know what it is. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Again, we're on iTunes, Spotify. Y'all know what it is. As we continue to get back in the groove of a daily K-State podcast here. So make sure you are subscribed. Yeah, you want to be part of the action this fall. Well, for the rest of the summer and this fall, with a lot of anticipation going on, definitely make sure you add this to your collection of K-State sports podcasts this fall. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode right here of the Pro Project Podcast. All things Kansas State Electric Cats.